Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I that?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
The Violet Hour presents
Red Riding Hoods, Episode 9, The Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
So this is Salem.
Not a bad little town.
How many witch museums does one place need? You sure you're good, Jackie?
I ain't come this far just to sit this one out.
Check out that big top set up on the common. Looks like the circus came to town.
It's a tent revival. Reverend Ambrose is bringing that old-time religion.
Speaking of the Reverend, I'm guessing that caravan of luxury SUVs means he's here.
Wonder how many starving people you could feed with whatever that fleet cost.
Amen.
Is the tent set up here in the middle of town because it's where all the witches were executed?
No, they were executed at Gallows Hill.
And they weren't witches. They were just women who were accused of witchcraft.
True. Most of them were buried across the street. They built that old colonial jail Havenhurst there on top of the graveyard.
That must be why Reverend Ambrose chose this location for his big tent revival. He's gonna try and resurrect them.
What's with the signs up on the old jail? Geez, they turned that into a museum too?
With that tent set up in the middle of town like this, we're probably not making a clean getaway.
Assuming we make a getaway.
Oh, Jesus.
That's enough.
If any of you wants to back out now.
What
if? As if.
Not a chance in hell.
All right, then let's go put an end to whatever crusade Reverend Ambrose is trying to start.
There's security guards over there. Looks like they're heading the other way.
Then take me to church. Huge this is.
They got at least a couple hundred chairs set up in here.
At least.
Keep it down.
Why? There's no one here.
Where the hell is he?
I don't like this.
Yeah, feels like a trap.
Let's go see what's behind that tabernacle.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are they planning a bonfire?
Inside a tent? I hope not.
Then why is there a whole pyre set up of... Wait, are those books?
Not just any books.
Those look like the books from the Berkeley Library. The same ones Spence and Madison had.
Why would they just have them in a pile like they're gonna burn...
My left side lid over
Shit.
My right.
Hide! There's nowhere to hide!
The crew will pull these curtains aside so the witch can enter.
Behind the chairs!
I want all cameras set up to capture that moment. Ideally, she'd give us a few moments to fully display her unholy features before I take this blessed weapon Sister Dahlia has provided me with and strike the witch down in front of the assembled congregants and all the viewers watching our live stream.
Praise be.
suggestion, if I may, Reverend?
It's those fucking choir boys.
What is it, Brother Zachary?
Careful, they may be armed.
Are we sure it's a good idea to have the resurrected witch so close to the congregants prior to slaying it?
Sister Dahlia will have the foul creature under her control. Isn't that right, sister?
Of course, Reverend.
Although, perhaps we should ensure our most generous VIPs are not seated here in the first row, just in case if some accident were to happen. I know. Let's put the press here instead.
We should attack now. What if they have guns? Everyone stay down.
What are these books doing here?
These profane materials have been gathered as kindling for the purifying fires of righteousness. Now, we will only have a few moments once the witch enters, so we must be sure all cameras are ready and that the lighting inside is perfect. Sister Dahlia, you put that back at once!
You cannot burn these books.
Mind your tongue, for you are dangerously close to blasphemy. Now give them to me.
Reverend Ambrose, please. There is still so much to learn from them.
Did you think I sent you to collect these books so you could get some kind of education? These books are a gateway to evil. We have gathered as many as we can so that no one will fall prey to their temptations. Now, I want the recurring donation forms brought out after the witch is defeated, when everyone will be much more inclined to
You mean no one else besides me will fall prey to their temptations?
You are saved, Dahlia, as long as you choose to be. These powers may have been given to you by Satan himself, but if you use them for righteousness, then the kingdom of heaven can still be yours.
My powers were not given to me by anyone. I learned them from books, just like these.
All the more reason for us to destroy them.
That way you ensure you control the only person who knows what was written in them?
This is why women should never be allowed an education.
A woman should learn in quietness and full submission.
She must be obedient.
Say what?
You are right, Reverend Ambrose. Those books are a gateway. They are a gateway to something beyond good and evil.
That's enough, Sister Dahlia. We have too much to do tonight to worry about your...
I always thought I was forsaken, and that I could find my salvation by serving your ministry. Instead, I have learned that there are beings older and more powerful than your god or devil. And concepts like good and evil are irrelevant to them.
I said that's enough. Need I remind you who you serve? Unless you want your sister to suffer, I suggest you get in line.
You cannot threaten her anymore. I know now that she will never truly be safe. And I would rather burn this whole world down myself than allow her to live in fear of you for the rest of her life.
Pray for serenity, Sister Dahlia.
I read about this town, Salem. I know men have played God here for centuries, always with the lives of the women they feared.
Would I dare strike you if I feared you?
All right, fuck these guys. Get ready.
Get his ass, Dahlia.
If the defeat of evil is such an altruistic endeavor, then why wait for an audience? Why not do it now?
Sister Dahlia, what are you doing?
Yes, what are you?
What was that? You can't possibly have... What have you done?
We should get out of here.
Damn you,
Dahlia. I knew we were fools to have trusted you.
Let's see what authority you truly have over evil.
I'm ordering you to stop this at once.
Dahlia!
Oh, good. You made it.
Hold it right there.
I would not miss this for the world.
What are these creatures?
You wanted to face evil? Then face the witch hunters and judges who executed those women centuries ago.
We're surrounded.
Stand back to back, ladies. Don't let those things get between us. You choir boys, get in on this if you want to live.
What do we do, Reverend?
Do not lose faith. I rebuke you, foul demon. I command you to leave this place in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dahlia, you tricked me.
The weapon is not the problem, Reverend. The problem is who wields it.
Dahlia, wait!
We could have worked together. All of us. But you girls chose your path. Now, behold the judgment of this world.
Forget her! We got company!
Hey, Reverend Ambrose! You and your boys better get over here if you want us to save you.
Reverend Ambrose, what are you doing?
You must protect me.
Hey, let me go! You're gonna kill me!
No!
Oh, God.
Brother Zachary.
No, Thomas, wait, don't leave me here.
To hell with you, you old crook. I should have never believed any of your...
Reverend Ambrose!
This is not my apocalypse.
Watch out!
My God, why have you forsaken me?
Get the fuck over yourself, man.
How many of these fucking guys did she resurrect? Almost done. Good. Follow Dahlia before she can get away.
FBI, freeze!
We got this.
Ladies, get down.
Yeah, thanks, Anton.
Kayla!
Are you okay?
We have to follow Dahlia.
I can't let you do that.
Thought you were an ally.
Just tell me where she went. We'll take care of this.
Pretty sure she went to the Havenhurst jail.
Pretty sure you're gonna get your team killed if you follow her in there.
Is that Reverend Ambrose?
What the?
Oh, man.
What the hell is going on around here?
Sir, where did those other bodies go?
Secure the area. We'll let forensics figure that out.
You girls, drop your weapons.
Don't worry about them.
But, sir, they're...
Fire!
No! Hold your fire!
Fire!
That is an order.
Shit, he means the tent is on fire!
Fall back!
I'll buy you as much time as I can.
Hurry!
Elisa's boyfriend with the assist again.
Let's just pray we're not too late.
You've been listening to Red Riding Hoods, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed by Sarah Joy Brown, written by David Quiros Jr., music supervision, music composition, and Foley artistry by Michael Paris, sound designed, mixed, and mastered by Jean-Marc Brissat, edited by Sarah Joy Brown and Michael Paris, executive producer Cassie Josepho, creative producer Maria Corso. Haley Poulos is the voice of Elisa. Michaela Bartholomew is Jackie. Sam Dumit is Rosie. Gina Kim is Kayla. Isha Blacker is Anton. Miranda Celine is Dahlia. Ian Dick is Reverend Ambrose. With Carolyn Hennessy. Additional voices by David DeLuise, Eric Martzoff, Joshua Baton, Brad Hawkins, Kelly Pruner, Alice Pollock, Connor McGiffin, Daniel May, and Jennifer Sun Bell.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.